You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Numbers 14, 1-25. We continue the story of Caleb and this time also of Joshua. When faced with the potential of failure or hardship in living the Christian life, it is so easy to give up, to look back at our former life, a life away from God, a life similar to the life of Egypt, a life of slavery to sin. In the response of Caleb and Joshua, we can get a perspective on how to resist going back to the slavery of sin. Caleb and Joshua proclaim, "The land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." First, Caleb and Joshua tells us, "The Lord delights in us." Delight here means that the Lord is always watching, always attentive to us, always inclined to listen to us. He will never lose sight of us. Second, we should not rebel. The Lord who delights in us will never force Himself on us. He will not lose sight of us, but we can lose sight of Him. We can turn away from Him. And Caleb and Joshua tells us, do not rebel. Do not move away from the Lord. And if we do not rebel, then thirdly, we should not be afraid of our enemies or the obstacles in our lives. Yes, there will be enemies. There will be obstacles in our life, in our life of pursuing the Lord. But the consolation is, last but not the least, is the truth that even amidst our enemies, amidst our obstacles, God will be with us. We will never be alone. If we persevere then we will be descendants of Caleb and Joshua, the ones who will possess the land. And we know as Christians, we know that we are descendants indeed of Joshua. And there is this one descendant of Joshua, Jesus Christ, the one who ultimately possessed the land. In offering His life on the cross, He conquered death and sin. And through Him, we have the great gift of receiving the true promised land, life forevermore. John 3:16-17, a familiar verse. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order the world might be saved through Him." Disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are descendants of Joshua and Caleb. If we remain faithful as disciples, we will conquer the land.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.